We're going to talk a little bit later about Goldman Sachs. I believe Goldman Sachs, you're going to think I'm nuts. Goldman Sachs is behind this BP oil spill. Not oil spill, oil leak. Think about this. Goldman Sachs, they sold over 4.68 million shares 2 days. 2 days prior to the oil leak. This is the biggest, the largest single liquidation of petroleum stocks in the history of modern markets. How did they know 2 days before this accident happened that it was going to happen? How did they know that? Remember I told you, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they are one of the owners of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, as I told you before, there is 12 banks in the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve, remember, is part of a big organization called the IMF. So let's get back to Goldman Sachs. In 1944, there was an agreement with the UN, and it's called the Loss Agreement. The Loss Agreement. Now, it defines the rights and responsibilities of nations in their use of the world's oceans. It established all the guidelines for businesses, the environment, and the management of marine resources. And any fines or taxes or fees go to the cartel to subsidize their one world government, their one world currency movement. Now, as we know, there's the IMF. The IMF is made up of 188 countries. And that means there's 188 different banks. The United States is part of the IMF, the Federal Reserve is. And we are the leaders of it because we put most of the money up. And therefore, the Federal Reserve, these financial arsonists, they control these 188 countries, these 188 banks. Now, Goldman Sachs is part of the Federal Reserve, is one of the owners. Now, we know for a fact that Goldman Sachs and Bank of America is the bone crushers. In other words, if a country is in trouble, their currency is in trouble, they come to the IMF, which is coming to Beneke, and we go in and we give them the money like we do with Greece. But at the same point, we go in and we send in Goldman Sachs, or we send in J.P. Morgan in Greece's case, which Goldman Sachs, and purposely set up the debt so they fail. Because that's a benefit of this organization, in other words, to reach their goal of one world currency. Now, let's just move back a little bit. In 1944, loss. This was the amendment or agreement that covers the oceans. And if there's any fines or like what's going on now with this explosion, we now have our president going to put a 24-cent a barrel fine on every barrel of oil that's produced. Every barrel of oil now there's going to be a tax. That money goes to loss. And who controls that money? The banking cartel. So let's think about this. How did Goldman Sachs go short? They went short 5 million shares, short, betting that oil was going to collapse. BP, not oil, BP shares were going to collapse 2 days prior to the explosion. Something to think about. Something to think about. Do you think that it would be beyond Goldman Sachs that they could care less if they killed 11 people? You think Goldman Sachs really cares? Well, I'd like to know, but there's not going to be any investigation. Nobody's going to investigate. But boy, they're pretty smart. Oh, by the way, remember they had 60 days of trading. They never lost one trade. Every trade was a winner. Every trader was a winner. Now, they're pretty good, aren't they? Unbelievable, isn't it? It's just unbelievable.